Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
My joy, my heaven on earth, my very paradise.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Will you marry me?
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I'm waiting!
I've been waiting for you.
Well, how can we be sure?
After all, I'm a man and you're a woman. I can't think of a better arrangement.
I'm Jim Burns. The media projects the image that each of us has a soulmate, and the key to happiness is to find that person, marry them, and then live happily ever after. As a result, more young adults are waiting longer to find that special someone, but they're also divorcing at a higher rate when they discover that a blissful union doesn't just happen. I'll talk with marriage expert Jimmy Evans about finding paradise in your marriage today on Homeward, so stay with us.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. In just a moment, part one of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Dr. Jimmy Evans, talking about finding paradise in your marriage. Good topic of conversation here as we are winding down the days of summer. I want to thank you for your prayers and faithful financial support to the Ministry of Homeward. Even though we have an affiliation with Azusa Pacific University, everything you hear on this broadcast and all of our seminars, they are all supported by donations, tax-deductible contributions from listeners like you. If you can give a gift today in support of our ministry, we'd truly appreciate hearing from you. You can give a gift online through our secure website at homeword.com. And now, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. A very special program today. We're talking about finding paradise in your marriage. And yes, you can find paradise in your marriage. And a lot of us don't feel at times like we have paradise. Jimmy Evans is with us today. He's the president, the founder of Marriage Today. It's a national television program. Highly recommend it. He's also the pastor at Trinity Fellowship Church in Amarillo, Texas. Lives in Dallas and Amarillo. And a popular church and conference speaker. Jimmy, I'm so delighted that we could have you with us today on Homeward.
Jim, great to be here with you.
Well, you've written a new book. It's called Our Secret Paradise, Seven Secrets for Building a Secure and Satisfying Marriage. You know, there was a study done at Rutgers recently where 93% of the people said that having a secure marriage was very important, but only 50% thought that it was even possible.
Yeah. A lot of people, they have the dream. It's in our DNA. You know, God created us, and He created us for committed union, you know, in marriage being the ultimate of that in a human form. And so it doesn't matter what happens to society. It doesn't matter, you know, what happens with, you know, liberals versus conservatives or marriage versus whatever, is that we are wired for marriage, and people have the dream. But what's happening, Jim, is they're losing the hope. A lot of people are very fearful of marriage. A lot of young people today, very fearful of marriage.
Yeah. In fact, people are saying, you know what, I don't want to do what my parents did, so I'm just not going to get married.
Absolutely.
And in your book, Our Secret Paradise, you say that the big problem with really being driven toward divorce is disappointment.
That's right.
So people are getting married. They think it's going to be great. You know, the honeymoon was wonderful and we keep going, but then they're just disappointed in what takes place.
Yeah. You know, in the book, I just mentioned a chapter in the Bible, Luke 14, where Jesus is gathering a multitude and he's then qualifying his disciples. And Jesus is the opposite of the devil. The devil sets you up for all these great things and never delivers. And really, he breaks your heart. Every old sinner is an advertisement for disappointment. But what Jesus does is he tells you right up front. Now, it's going to be tough. In Luke 14, he said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to hate your mother, father, wife, children, brothers, sisters, your own life also. And the word hate there, he doesn't mean that in a literal sense. It's a comparative sense. Compared to me, if you don't hate, if you don't put everybody else second to me, you're not going to be my disciple. And he ends that by saying, if anyone does not give up all of his own possessions, he cannot be my disciple. Well, it's tough. And so you're sitting there listening to Jesus talking, and if you follow Jesus, you never die of a broken heart. He said right up front, this is going to cost you something. And if you're not willing to pay something, don't come in. Well, marriage is exactly like that. A lot of people get married with a lot of very deep romantic misconceptions. If I marry my perfect soulmate, then we're just going to live happily ever after, and the chemistry will keep the relationship going. And what I mentioned there in the book is called triumphant realism, and that is there are people who are fatalists related to marriage. They just give up before they start. But there are also people that they are just very naive optimists. And the thing about your soulmate, your perfect soulmate, is they're messed up. And it's going to take a long time in the marriage for the hurts of your past, the quirks in your personality, and the ignorance that you have related to the opposite sex to get healed. I've been married for 33 years, and we have a fantastic marriage, but we're still in the process. So people, you know, list on their divorce petitions money or sex or irreconcilable differences. Every divorce is the product of disappointment. Every divorce, and so many people today, it's kind of a paradox that we have. The more that marriages are failing, the more idealistic people are becoming about marriage. And they're trying to wait, you know, for the perfect proposal, the most romantic proposal ever in the history of the world, the perfect wedding, the perfect honeymoon, and all these kinds of things. Marrying my perfect soulmate. It just sets them up for even more disappointment.
That's interesting. And you'd mentioned you've been married 33 years. You and Karen at the beginning didn't necessarily have a secret paradise. You got married with some expectations, and it wasn't working for either one of you at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We were a perfect example of this. At 19 years old, we got married. We were high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. And after 3 years of marriage, we just fought all the time. We were just numb. I was very dominant and very verbally abusive. And I told Karen to get out. We were right on the brink of divorce. I got married thinking that I was very chauvinistic, and I got married thinking, hey, she's going to meet all my needs. You know, this is just going to be wonderful, and she's just, you know, going to take care of me. And, of course, Karen got married thinking the same thing, and I was selfish. I worked and golfed all the time. When I came home from working and or golfing, I had no energy left, but I expected her to be June Cleaver, you know, with her pearls on and, you know, just with a great attitude.
She did vacuum in a dress, though, didn't she?
Yeah, no. But she just didn't play the role out very well.
Right.
And I let her know my disappointment. Of course, she was deeply discouraged in my behavior. So we just got into a vicious cycle of fighting. But what happened, though, the Lord miraculously healed our marriage. And we began to understand that you had to work at marriage. And that, first of all, you couldn't be a selfish idiot like I was and have a good marriage. That I had to learn how to nourish Karen and cherish her the way the Bible said. And, you know, Jim, for several years of our marriage, just being a macho idiot, I wanted a certain response from Karen. Never got it. And she's a great wife. She treated me a lot better than I deserved. But I did never get that level of respect, that level of sexual energy that I was looking for from her, those things that were so important for me. But when I humbled myself and when I told her I was sorry and began to change, we were out of love. Now, I'm just telling you, if anybody is listening right now and they're out of love, we were deeply out of love. We were out of like, and we just didn't really want to be around each other. But when I began to change, I hung up my golf clubs for 3 years and just gave it up. And that began the healing process for our marriage. Well, within several months, we were way back in love and just had a great relationship. Today, 33 years later, what we teach, an example in Our Secret Paradise, these are the things that the Lord has taught us about marriage. These are the things that we have seen in our own marriage that really work and that keep a marriage getting better and better. And, you know, every year of marriage ought to be better than the year before if you're doing it right. And it's what a depressing thought to think that we're, you know, once the honeymoon is over, it's going to get worse for the next, you know, 50 or 60 years. So it really, God designed it to get better. And when you do it right, that's what happens.
That's a great amount of hope, because I think there's a lot of people who are in pain and they're looking for paradise. And when we come back, I want to talk about your strategy for helping couples move from pain to paradise. We'll be right back. Jimmy Evans is with us today. We're talking about finding paradise in your marriage. And even if your marriage is in a very difficult place, let me say that there is hope. You can actually be out of love and out of like, frankly. But with God's help, you can be redeemed and your marriage can be redeemed. Don't go away. A lot more to come on Homeward.
As we're talking about finding paradise in your marriage, I think the first key, and Jim and Jimmy have been talking about this today here on the program, is a desire for both husband and wife to say, okay, we want to make this thing work out. And once you have that desire in place, then resources like the one we've been talking about, Our Secret Paradise from Jimmy Evans or Dr. Jim Burns' book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, those resources will help you start to reconstruct and get closer to that paradise experience in your marriage. Now, with regard to Dr. Jim Burns' book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, we have the book and also some other materials that go along with this. So if you maybe might feel a little intimidated, just you and your spouse walking through this, maybe you get a couple of other couples and say, hey, let's walk down this journey together. We encourage you to contact our online resource center today at homeward.com for ordering information on the book and the other curriculum that goes along with the creating an intimate marriage experience for you and the other couples, maybe a small group in your church. Again, homeward.com, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. More from Dr. Jim Burns in just a moment as Homeward continues.
My husband would yell at our kids. That's probably because he's never home.
Yeah, my wife's a great cook. If you like eating frozen food every night of the week.
Every marriage is going to have its share of sore spots. However, when things are getting too negative all the time, well, that's a clear indication that your marriage is deteriorating. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. Take the next couple of moments and really think about the way you talk with your spouse. And also, note the way your spouse talks to you. If the communication between the two of you is mostly negative, where you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and relearn some basic communication skills. All of us develop a few bad communication habits that have probably been hanging around our marriages for far too long. So get with a counselor who can help you start on the right track for creating an intimate marriage, one where communication leads to connectedness. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward, and for a free copy of my new tip sheet called Creating an Intimate Marriage, you can go to homeward.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Just a great program today. Jimmy Evans is with us, Finding Paradise in Your Marriage. Again, Jimmy Evans is the president of Marriage Today. Marriage Today is a national television program on marriage and family, making a difference in the lives of families. Shout out to millions of people through all kinds of different television networks. And what a privilege to have Jimmy with us. We're talking about a book, Our Secret Paradise, Seven Secrets for Building a Secure and a Satisfying Marriage. And that's what the desire of all of us. We want intimacy. We want connection. And so many times we somehow get in bad habits from the beginning. And maybe it was because we didn't have any role models, but nevertheless, even if you are struggling in your marriage, there's some hope. Jimmy, you talked about some of the pain that you went through, and then in terms of thinking through the paradise, you actually developed a strategy in your book that you really call From Pain to Paradise. It involves what you call the five R's. How about going through a couple of those R's?
Well, when we talk about a marriage that is in a difficult situation, Jim, and so many are, even if a person is listening right now and they have a pretty good marriage, but there are some issues that they need to deal with, there's a right way and a wrong way to deal with those issues. And from pain to paradise means, how do I get out of this bad situation into where God wants me to have? Now, there are people, though, listening right now, Jim, I'm sure that there are those that are in a really serious situation.
Yeah.
And it's very painful, very hopeless in some cases. Well, Jesus came to set an example for us of how we can redeem our marriages. But when we look at the area of redemption, and talk more about that in just a second, we have a lot of options. Whenever you're having problems in your marriage, one of the options of the five R's is repression. And that means you just deny it. You just stuff it down. But it's like putting a skunk in the basement. He may not be in sight, but he's going to be in smell. And the marriage just begins to stink. And You cannot talk about it. You cannot bring it up. But the children know, you know, the entire atmosphere of the home is changed. And ultimately, it's going to erupt in something bad. The other is rejection. Is when you're having problems, the reason the Bible says not to go to bed on our anger, because it gives the devil a foothold. And the word for devil there is the word diabolos, and it means slander. When you go to bed on anger and you don't deal with your issues properly, the devil accuses your spouse to you and interprets their motives. And, you know, you were in love and you just thought you were marrying the best person in the world. But after a year or two or three of going to bed on anger, you are convinced you married the devil or his ex-wife or something like that, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what happens. I mean, in marriage counseling, they're just convinced this person is the devil. And because, you know, there's just so much built-in anger, but it causes rejection. And so because I think that you're meaning to hurt me, and because I just think you're such a bad person, I begin to reject you. The third, obviously, is revenge. And this is rejection taken to a point of, I'm going to hurt you as bad as you've hurt me. And this is where you get into real dangerous types of relationships, to where it's not going to last that way very long. You can't get into a revenge-oriented marriage where it's just going to stay good for very long. The fourth is righteousness. And the some people make the response that say, well, you know, that person's not doing me right, but I'm going to go ahead and do the right thing anyway, you know, and I'm going to continue to pray, and I'm going to continue to do what God tells me to do, and I'm not going to let them bother me. Well, that's a good response. The only problem is it still falls one step short. The fifth R is redemption. And here's what redemption means. It means not only am I going to do the right thing, I'm going to treat you the way you don't deserve, the way Jesus treated me when I didn't deserve it.
And that really is the answer to this, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Well, you can only defeat a spirit with the opposite spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus taught us. You love your enemies. You pray for those who spitefully use you. You bless those who curse you. Is if you fight a spirit with the opposite spirit, you're going to win, because the Spirit of God is always more powerful than any other spirit. But if you fight fire with fire, you get a bigger fire. And it doesn't matter if you're the first fire spitter or the second fire spitter, you're still going to be consumed by that fire. But when you fight fire with water, you finally deal with the issue. And so the issue of having a redemptive spirit in the relationship is so important. Is A, 1 Peter 2 says, that's what Jesus did for us. And he left us an example to follow in his steps. The next chapter, Jim, it says, in the same way you wives, in the same way you husbands. And so when it talked about redemption, and Peter is writing that, the first thing Peter thought about was marriage. Is that if you're going to be like Jesus and treat people better than they deserve, the first place you're going to have to do that is in your own marriage. And I am the product of a wife who redeemed me when I was just being a jerk. She prayed for me. She loved me. Now, she stood up to me, and she told me what she thought. But she wasn't unrighteous about it. In fact, I was a male chauvinist pig, and part of what shook my world was her lovingly standing up to me, just smiling at me and saying, I'm not going to take this anymore. But she was praying for me, and she was still loving me. That's what really brought me from the point of causing pain to being a man of God the way I was supposed to be.
When you say this, I'm thinking about a couple who the man is, he's repressed it, he's angry, at least always low-level anger, sometimes rage. It's how he's doing his emotion. And his wife's saying, you know what, I don't have the energy. You know, I'm taking care of all the situation at home, kids, food, whatnot. I don't have the energy to do this. And how am I supposed to love this guy like Jesus, because I don't even like this person? What does she do to get the strength to love her husband back toward redemption like your wife did for you?
Well, great question. First of all, thank God for women. Yeah. You know, 99% of all marriage counseling is initiated by women. Right. Incredibly relational. And we cannot love the way that God wants us to love without the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, gentleness, and self-control. And I know that there are women listening right now, they're just overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed with their husband's issues. They're overwhelmed with their own sense of just feeling like they're drained. And you just have to wake up every morning and just say, God, I can't do this. And it's going to take your love flowing through me. And the wonderful thing is God has the ability to do through us what we cannot do for ourselves. In fact, the most dangerous thing in the world is for us to try to love a person out of our shallow reservoir, because our flesh is just very, very weak emotionally. And that's why Galatians 5, that talks about the fruit of the Spirit, also talks about the deeds of the flesh. Outburst of anger, decisions, divisions, envy, jealousy. And so every woman listening right now, first of all, thank God for you. You're the hope of the world relationally. But you can't do it without the power of the Holy Spirit.
When a family is trying to pull it all together in a couple, and the husband is not open to spiritual things, the woman is, What do you suggest for the woman?
Well, it's such a heartbreak. For a woman, she needs leadership, and part of her very important need is for spiritual leadership. And I suggest a very strong group of women around her that she is in fellowship with, that can nourish her spiritually and stand with her. And then also that she does everything that she can within her power to be a good witness to her husband and try lovingly to lead him into greater Christian fellowship, church, and things like that. But at least she can get the fellowship that she needs and then be a righteous example in the home, and not to surrender her values, but to love him as she would the Lord.
got to ask you to come back next time so we can keep talking about this.
I'd love to, Jim.
Okay, and that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with pastor and author Jimmy Evans here on the Homeward Broadcast. We've been discussing finding paradise in your marriage, and Jimmy is the author of the book Our Secret Paradise, which we have up on our website today. Actually, if you go to the radio broadcast section at homeward.com and you click on today's broadcast, the link there on Jimmy's name goes right to information about his book, Our Secret Paradise. And as we've been talking about this program too, remember we stream audio at homeward.com. If you missed any portion of this program, we'll be happy to send you a CD of the broadcast of both part one and part two. Ben will burn it for you if you send us a gift of any amount to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. Jim, good conversation today. A very, very encouraging discussion on marriage.
Actually, it was very hopeful.
Yeah.
Now, here was a man who struggled in his marriage and yet has been very proactive about it, intentional. It's what we talk about a lot here on the Homeward broadcast. He was transparent and vulnerable about how difficult his own marriage was. And I think a lot of us need to be able to say, you know what, it's not easy. He was about ready to throw in the towel. And I know Karen, his wife, was also after just 3 years. But they hung in there and they sort of stopped complaining about each other's faults and they started working on their own. And now they're helping countless others find, you know, this paradise. Obviously, paradise is not always easy, and there's no such thing as paradise in a marriage 24/7, 365. And Jimmy would be the first to say that. But again, it's a great testimony, and I can't stress enough how important it is for married couples to not only communicate with each other, which is a huge one, but also make their marriage a priority. If you want paradise, then you've got to work at it. I was talking with somebody the other day talking about business, and he said he reads, you know, business books every week. And I thought, he has a lousy marriage, but he reads great business books. Well, he's a good business person, but he's not doing well in marriage. I'm not saying that every person should read a marriage book every week. I mean, that would be a bit too much. But you know what? We've got to focus on it and then take the time to work on our marriage. And I think that creates an intimate marriage. I mentioned the word priority. And I really do believe that priorities are so important. We all have kind of the same priorities. We would say that it's God, our marriage, you know, children, and then our vocation. But in reality, if you look at our time schedule and how we schedule our priorities, it's probably not that way. There's a phrase that keeps ringing in my mind, that the key is not to prioritize what's on our schedule, but to schedule our priorities. Mm. And that's a good one for me. It helps me be reminded that I've got to be intentional about my relationship with Kathy. Couple of things about that as we develop an intimate marriage, and much what Jimmy was saying as well, is that, you know what, it's important for us to look at our own selves and deal with our own issues. And for me, that means I've got to do the work to repair the past in my own life. I've got to focus on my stuff, not on Kathy's stuff. And it's so easy for us to point a finger at somebody else, but I believe that the only person that's going to make a difference in a marriage and bring more intimacy, paradise is what he uses, is really for us to do the work to repair the past. And I know in my own life, that means that I've got to seek forgiveness and I've got to give forgiveness. I think that's a very spiritual concept. The Bible says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's wonderful news for us, but it's also wonderful news for our spouse.
Yes.
And our spouse needs not only the forgiveness of God, but also our own forgiveness. And I really do believe that that brings greater intimacy in our relationship.
Well, intimacy is key. And we're not just talking about physical intimacy, but there's also emotional security and spiritual intimacy as well. And if you want to find that paradise experience in your marriage, highly recommend Dr. Jim Burns' book, Creating an Intimate Marriage. Kind of walks through all the different aspects of what intimacy in marriage is all about. This has been a very, very popular and helpful book to married couples. Kind of that aha moment. You can just see the light bulb going off over their heads as they read the material written by Dr. Jim Burns. Now, the book is available for purchase in our online resource center. When you do buy this book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, from Homeward, as with all of Jim's books, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry, so that's a tax-deductible donation for you, and it's beneficial for us as well, too. You can buy the book anywhere. You can buy it online, you can buy it in bookstores, but if you do make the purchase from Homeward, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry, and we appreciate that financial support. You can order your copy of Creating an Intimate Marriage at homeward.com or call 800-397-9725.
Thanks, Roger, and thank you for your ongoing prayers and your financial support to make it possible for us to bring you great programs like today's program. Your partnership also enables us to extend the reach of Homeward into areas like our events, publications, online ministries, our daily devotional and monthly parenting newsletter. And if you don't know about that, then I encourage you to go to homeward.com. We appreciate your financial support, especially today. We could use it. And we're not looking just for people to support us once. We want a growing number of people to come alongside the Homeward movement. Let's make a difference in families together. And obviously, you can give us a call. Roger gives the number often. You can go to homeward.com. get all the information you need to become a part of the Homeward financial family in many ways. You're helping us reach out, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.